أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وليحكم أهل الإنجيل بما أنزل الله فيه، ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الفاسقون. إن سعيت الله تبارك وتعالى commands the Ahle Kitab, the people of the Injil, the Bible, they should also make all the rulings, all the decisions. You know, religion covers all part of one's life, outside life, private life, public life, all types of life is controlled by deen. And by the same deen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ruled over the people of Medina Sharif at that time. And after that, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhum, they all ruled according to the revelations from Allah tabaruk ta'ala. So it's a complete deen which Allah ta'ala has given, and Allah ta'ala commands the people of the Injil, the Christians, just as He had commanded the people of the Torah, the Jews, that they should make all the decisions bima anzalallahu fee, according to what Allah Ta'ala had decreed. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And those who don't do the decisions according to the law of Allah Ta'ala, then yeah, Allah Ta'ala says these are fasiq people. In this ruku, first at the end of the first ayat, Allah said أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And then the next ayat, at the end Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And then the ulama have explained, according to the crime that is committed, the sentence is also accordingly. What was discussed in the first ayat about rajam, that is stoning to death for those people who had committed adultery being married, and it was proven, then for them Allah Ta'ala gave that command, and at the end of that ayat Allah Ta'ala said أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The next ayat Allah Ta'ala refers to qisas, that is the revenge that is permitted in Islam, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, etc., all the details. There at the end, Allah said, those who do not make their decision according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And then after that, yeah, in this ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, with regard to the changing of the Injil, referring to the Christians, and not only changing the words or the meanings, but the laws of the Injil also. They also followed in the footsteps of the Yahudis, and they also changed the book of Allah, the Bible. And particularly in there was that they should command according to they should inform the people of the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All the clear signs were mentioned, but these people tried to remove all that signs. So yeah, in this ayat also, Allah is referring to the Bani Israel of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and commands them, as He had commanded the Jews, to fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala, the rights of the Kitab, maintain it, protect it, and act accordingly to it. That same command now is given to the Muslims also, that we should also protect the Kitab of Allah in the form of being able to read it, may becoming hafiz of it, and also the meanings we maintain, that is to become ulama also, and then to preach this and to bring it alive everywhere. Allah Ta'ala reminds us that that is a command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to all people, and it is made more clear and more it is illustrated in the next ayat, where Allah Ta'ala refers to the Qur'an Sharif, which was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq to practice accordingly and to make the Qur'an Sharif alive wherever, however, and the teachings of the Quran Sharif to make them alive as well. May Allah give us tawfiq.